And a very good morning. My name is Nick, the Moose Batsman, Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date, Tuesday the 14th of October. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with what you cannot afford to lose. Okay, so let's move to some live charting. We've got loads of requests, loads of stocks to go through. FTSE down at sort of 63.28. You're the ceiling for you is 6,300.
My panic point is 6,300. Below that, I'm running for the exit.
Okay, so and for choice, are you a seller for choice, or is this the last
bastion?
Well,
with the S&P, that breakdown below 1904, it really doesn't look good. And I'm just a bit of a, because of the Ebola thing situation, yeah. I'm very bearish as well on that.
Okay, right. So let's talk about a few stocks and bits and pieces. Quindel, that's an old favourite of yours. Okay, talking about sort of demergers, the latest headline.
Well, I think they've got to do something. Obviously, they decided not to come and speak to us on Tip TV. So yeah. If you don't do that, you know, you're always asking for trouble. Let me just try and get the chart. Shares right towards the low end of the lows of the year. 136 was the low last month. We're at 138 now. It's a struggle, obviously, and the market just doesn't seem to respond to. I mean, there was a great update yesterday. Q3 update was great. Demerger news to extract value should be great as well. They're just not getting the message across.
Okay, Afrin, obviously, with these. Changes of management. Let's leave it at that.
At the moment, sort of towards the lows. Maybe if you're sort of a keen fan of this company, be buying towards 90 pence. But you know, this massive gap to the downside and the failure to get back above the floor of the gap is a bad technical signal there. Okay.